Jerry Doyle Show.
The Hillary Clinton political hit list is hot these days, being discussed and debated. I just find it odd that people even find it shocking that she has a hit list. Everybody has a hit list. If you've ever been in a wedding or paid for a wedding and people RSVP'd that they were coming and you paid for that meal and they didn't show up, you got a hit list. If you send your kid out into the neighborhood to sell chocolate or popcorn or wrapping paper or whatever else it is that you're selling to supposedly support the school, and one of your neighbors, one of your friends, doesn't buy some wrapping paper, you have a hit list. But for some reason, Hillary Clinton's hit list is at the top of the hit list list. Unfairly so, with dishonest coverage, so says our guest Anita Finley. Actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, a book that spent 16 weeks in the number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Jerry, thank you so much. How are you? Good.
You have a hit list, don't you?
Oh, sure. As long
of course.
As you're not on it. That's all.
No. But you're an actress. You have casting directors that you have on your hit list, right?
I mean, a hit list is sort of a relative term. What am I going to do? You know, the hit list implies like you're actually going to go do something about it and punish somebody.
Oh, I am.
Punish somebody. You know, but I think that, you know, I know you're teasing, but the point is well taken that that's kind of, you know, that's how the world functions today. They're using words like hit list, and they're attaching it to Hillary Clinton's name to make this sound like it's something nefarious. Everybody going forward, just as you said, you got to know in this world who you can count on, who has your back, and who doesn't. So, yeah, I have a list in the back of my mind that just says, oh, you know, so-and-so would never call me in if my life depended on it or their life depended on it. So
right.
I'm not, you know, I'm not going to count on them, and they're not getting a Christmas card.
But that's really about
as far as it goes, you know.
But you don't fantasize about getting even with a casting director or a producer or a director or another actor or somebody that dissed you along the way?
Never.
What's the point of living, Anita?
Oh, my God. You're killing me, Jerry, really. I think that there's so many positive things that one can spend time on, and I think that that's exactly the point of the seven-page Politico article. 7 pages it goes on talking about Hillary's alleged hit list. Not once in 7 pages is her name ever mentioned, that she ever said anything negative about these people, that she has ever taken any negative action about these people. There are only a couple of aides that are, that talk about having a list going forward of, oh, this one really, you know, messed us up and so on. And, you know, something as a Hillary supporter who worked on her campaign 5-6 years ago, yeah, I remember those names. I remember John Kerry coming out and giving the most, you know, bizarre endorsement to Obama. Why? Because he wanted to be Secretary of State and Hillary wouldn't promise that to him.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the motive. You know, he didn't call me and tell me that, but that's pretty obvious. And Teddy Kennedy, I had people in Boston call me and say, oh, this is an ego thing because they didn't want the Clinton name to surpass the Kennedy name.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of reasons for this. But what I find so funny in all of this is that Hillary has done exactly the opposite of what the media accuses her of doing on a daily basis. She has killed them with kindness. She rises above the fray and behaves like a total professional. She has never said one ungracious thing to any of these people. I mean, Claire McCaskill, you know, as we've talked about, came out in 2008 to endorse Obama because her teenage daughter told her to.
Yeah, you know, well, Claire McCaskill, if you remember NBC's Tim Russert, when he was on Meet the Press, when it was a real program, not with David Gregory. But Claire McCaskill said about Bill Clinton, he's a great leader, but I don't want my daughter near him. And then she regretted that, and then she called Bill Clinton to apologize. But apparently, you're saying that that's something that Hillary Clinton doesn't want to get even with. I find that a little bit hard to believe. Let me just go into the political article for a second, political article, where they said that Hillary's hit list, the spreadsheet, was a necessity of modern political warfare. And that's really what politics is these days. It has nothing to do with the end result for John and Jane Q. Public. But they say it's a list so that friends could be rewarded. We know that happens politically. And enemies punished. We know that happens politically. So I think in the term of it being a hit list, there are people that will pay favorites with some and and diss others when the opportunity arises. Is that what the notion of the hit list is, or has it been taken to a whole new level because it's Hillary Clinton?
I think the latter is true. I mean, are you really trying to tell me that a male politician would not keep such a list? Why is this being reported on? And the other thing that I want to mention is that this is excerpted from a book by Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes from Politico and The Hill, respectively. And they have written a 448-page book, count them, 448 pages, about the resurrection and the rebirth of Hillary Clinton and how her political fortunes are on the rise. That is supposedly the subject of the book. So how much could this hit list be in there? 10 pages? 15 pages? Isn't it interesting that the one thing that gets reported about this book, which is coming out a month from now, is Hillary's hit list, which is something designed to reflect negatively upon her, negatively upon her name, upon the Clinton name, upon
right.
any campaign she may pose going forward. And here's the other interesting coincidence. Last week, Chris Christie, who is already ridiculously so, because the media is, you know, doing all their little polling parlor games, he's already considered the front runner for 2016 in terms of which Republican is best positioned to beat her. He really took a big hit last week because of all of this Bridgegate business.
Right.
And these, you know, lane closures and the terrible fallout as a result of that. So isn't it fascinating that not 3 days later we're talking about the Hillary hit list and Fox News is talking about Hillary in the same
way as
Christie and saying, oh, she's a big bully too. No, she's not, because there's nothing in there directly attributing any punishment that she has meted out to any of these people. Something else that is little known and was swept under the rug was that in the book Game Change, John Heilemann and Mark Halperin claimed that her fellow senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, had secretly, he pretended to support Hillary, and then behind closed doors told Obama to take a 2x4 to Hillary. That's
right, yeah.
Now, she denied, oh no, I don't believe he ever said that. She has been gracious to the last. So is she going to reward people like this going forward? We will see. I mean, I sincerely doubt, you know, the ex-governor Bill Richardson is ever going to get another cabinet appointment. But, you know, he has his own problems. But I think that the only people that are quoted in this article as being upset about it are people who worked on her campaign. And I would be upset, too. I mean, if you heard some of these endorsements that were just so through the roof trumpeting somebody who'd only spent 2 years in the Senate and had no accomplishments under his belt when she had so many, and people still to this day don't know what they are because the press never reports on them. They're in my book. You can read about them.
Yes.
A lot of places. Look up Wikipedia, for crying out loud.
But no, get the book. Wikipedia is free. You don't get any money from Wikipedia. Buy the book. Buy the book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, Amazon.com, all major book retailers. Anita Finley with us on the program. Her latest at EpicTimes.com, The Dishonest Coverage of Hillary's Hit List. You've been saying for quite some time that while most people anticipate the coronation of Hillary Clinton as the Democrat nominee in 2016, that just the opposite, if history is any guide, would be the case, that there are going to be people, obviously Fox News and the Republican Party are going to go after Hillary Clinton to undermine her, just as MSNBC is going after Chris Christie to undermine him. But you say that there's been a pattern of going after Hillary Clinton, in many cases more so on coming from the left than coming from the right.
Yes, absolutely. And I predict it. I said it 6 years ago. I said it last year. This will continue. They cannot help themselves. The people who are on the, you know, liberal side of things are always looking for some sort of a messiah or great hope to come forward, you know, riding on a charger somewhere. They you know, made this messianic prediction about Barack Obama, which did not work, clearly, and it was unfair to put these sorts of expectations on him. He created that, he and David Axelrod, his campaign manager, by the way. But I think also, you know, as Bob Gates, a former Secretary of Defense, said in his controversial new book, that, you know, she is an idealist but a pragmatist and someone who is a superb representative of the United States around the world, and that, you know, he really found her to be a fabulous professional and enjoyed working with her. I think people know that she's a fighter. I think a corporate-owned media wants to keep their own profit margins and the status quo in place. I think the marching orders go out that they don't want somebody who is going to fight, who knows where the bodies are buried, who is going to think for herself. They don't want a policy wonk. And if you remember, even back with whatever Bill Clinton's personal transgressions, back in the 90s, economically, not only were we doing great, but the middle class, more people were lifted out of poverty, and now the opposite is true. Now there is a, even under a progressive president, look what happened. You had the most massive transfer of the middle class wealth, namely via home equity, to the rich class than you had in the past. So look where we are. There is a big divide between rich and poor. There are people who like it that way. And if you ever listen to anything that she crusades about and campaigns about, what are the things near and dear to her heart? Childhood brain development, education, empowerment of women, because when women are empowered in the workplace, they invest in the community, the economy thrives, the country thrives. She is talking about breaking up the status quo. There's a lot of people out there who don't like that, so therefore the marching orders come down. Now,
but here's one thing I don't like. You talk in your piece about the latter half of 2012, Democrats and Obama fans were working to get him reelected by trumpeting the war on women. Today in Politico, the headline is Hillary Clinton, clock turning back for women in the United States, warning that there has to be a prioritization of advancement of women and girls. This in conjunction with Maria Shriver, the Center for American Progress, and the kind of the no ceilings campaign that Hillary Clinton has been about. Is this, I guess, first of all, is the United States turning back the opportunities for women, or is this kind of what part of her political campaign is going to be, that she is going to create the impression that the clock is turning back for women?
No, I don't think it's only part of a political campaign. I think this is a very real issue, Jerry. You know, bear in mind that women hold 2 out of 3 of the minimum wage jobs in this country. Women outnumber men in poverty, 3-2. There are so many women who are sole breadwinners via necessity, that they have kids to raise, whether the husband died, the husband left, there's no man in the picture, you know, whatever the story is, and women are still only earning 77 cents on the dollar. And I think that people look at this as a feminist agenda, quote unquote. I don't think that's what it is. I think we have to remember that when we all do, you know, it's the name of the rising tide lifts all boats. When we all do better, you know, as I've said to you, who cares who invents the widget? If a woman invents it, she's going to make all this money, reinvest it in the community, and then it puts more money in stockholder Jerry Doyle's pocket. Do you see what I mean? It's like, what difference does that make? So no, I don't think this is artificial. Here's another great example of what I'm talking about. There are 12 Republicans, male Republicans, in Congress. What are they talking about? Women's birth control. So once again, you have an all-male panel shutting women out. And I think we have to remember what she's promoting is not only, you know, where are women in the economic picture, but where are women in the government picture? Because when you have more parity of representation, you are dealing with people who are actually thinking you're going to work from your own paradigm.
Right.
You know, if you're a man, you're thinking, hey, where's my free Viagra? You're not worried about, well, hey, should I go get a mammogram? And if you don't have any women on that panel talking about it, where is your mindset? And so when you have these 12 guys talking about issues that pertain to women and their family planning, how fair is that? I think that's the other part of this discussion that we're omitting. So when she's talking about, you know, clock being turned back on women, it's not to the exclusion of men. That's what I think we have to remember. This is an inclusive agenda. If only people would understand that when one benefits, we all benefit.
Anita Finley with us on the program. Her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, 16 weeks, number one position, Amazon.com's Women in Politics list, EpicTimes.com contributor. We're talking about her piece there, The Dishonest Coverage of Hillary's Hit List. You mentioned Viagra. Anita, did you see the British company, Orlabid, that's coming out with a female Viagra?
I just saw that today. I thought that was completely bizarre. I don't know.
I don't even know
what to make of that question. I would never want it. Well, I don't put any pills in my body. I won't do that. So I find that bizarre.
A Viagra type pill for women.
Let's put it that way.
Well, good for you. Hey, but it could be in store shelves early next year. It's designed to boost women's sex drive, and they say a side effect is that it could curb appetite. So I'm thinking, here's a twofer. He got skinny and horny. I mean, this is awesome. A female Viagra. Now, I wonder if that's going to be covered. Like the male Viagra is covered. Is it covered?
If you want to bet, the answer is no.
I'm supporting it. I think it's a great idea.
I think that's, I don't know, Jerry. I think that we have so many other things to worry about in this country, and that's kind of what frightens me with some of the legislative agendas that I see putting forth. And by the way, since Rance Priebus is so busy calling Hillary inauthentic and trying to attack her, he should be more concerned with male candidates who he thinks he wants to make inroads with women, having all male panels and discussing these is really not the way to do it.
I would, if I was Priebus, I'd sit down with my parents and say, why the name? Why Rance? I mean, really? It's Bob, Steve, Stu, Jim, Oedipus, something? No, Rance. Rance no. Priebus. Oh, this guy is a total zero for the Republican Party. Whenever he comes on, it's like, you want to talk about turning the clock back? Oh, my God. This guy, wow, what a spokesman he is for the Republican Party. Hey, I got to take a break, Anita.
All right.
No, I do. I know you have a lot of good things to say, and you write a lot of good stuff at EpicTimes.com. EpicTimes.com, which is the digital home of our program here. Read Anita's latest piece there, The Dishonest Coverage of Hillary's Hit List, and also her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, Amazon.com, all major book retailers. So you don't have any desire to get even with any of those casting directors, the producers, the writers, other actors?
What you are angry at owns you. I don't want to live my life being angry.
That's why you always look so happy and so healthy, and you're centered and balanced, and that's why I'm a toxic waste dump. Anita Finley, thanks for joining us on the program. We'll do it again soon.
Jerry, it's always my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Mine too. Stick with us. Right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.